Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long. Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And we're going right back to the front lines of history in the making. And I was talking about, before we go to the lines, I was talking about Texas and Mississippi. Governors of those states, everything seems to be under control. Vaccines are coming out. They go, okay, we're going to open up. We're going to open up a month early. Spring break coming up. A lot of people on spring break go to Texas and Mississippi. These are kids hanging out in bars and so on. We're going to open up. No mask requirement. Don't wear a mask. No social distancing. None of that. Restaurants, bars, anybody can be 100% occupancy. And Fauci is saying, for Pete's sake, will you hold off a month? The vaccines are starting to kick in. These variants, if we can stop them, the idea with the variants, they're mutations. The COVID doesn't care about you. They mutate just naturally. And if there's still a lot of people to infect with it, eventually there's going to be a mutation that's not stopped by the vaccine. We have the South African, the UK, others. Some of them are more or less affected by the vaccine. You could blow the whole thing. There has got to be a federal standard. You cannot have a couple of lantern-jawed cretins in Mississippi and in Texas infecting the whole country, okay? The fact of the matter is this is getting out of hand. There should be a national directive from Biden. You're going to mask. He already has done it on federal buildings and property. Do it on everything under the Commerce Clause. Some lawyers out there say, Matt, you can't do it. You can contact offline. I'll tell you how you do it. How you do it is the way Franklin Roosevelt did it in the 30s when the Republican Supreme Court he inherited struck down everything, child labor laws, everything. And he went after them real big time and they changed their tune real quick, played a fiddle and they danced. They danced. The easiest way to have somebody dance is you shoot bullets at his boots. That's how he dances. And these people have got to come correct with some respect. But Texas and some of these places are now opening up prematurely. The variant's going to get in. We're going to have to go through a whole other cycle again. Maybe we can do it with booster shots. But it's not like Darwin at work. It's not like they're just going to stay in Texas and Mississippi. And if they want to kill each other, fine. That's not moral anyway. I don't want that. But the people that run these places, people leave Texas and come back. People visit relatives. They fly in and out. Businessmen fly in and out. Sports teams go around. The infections from Texas and Mississippi and other states doing this are going to go around the country. It's time to put a stop to that. We're going to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
I guess maybe in Abbott's case, I guess the power thing last the beginning of the month or last month wasn't bad enough.
Yeah, right.
Try something else stupid. But a friend and I were discussing something about the craziness in Wisconsin of having somebody like Ron Johnson, and then somebody is diametrically opposed as Tammy Baldwin. How's that happening? I said, here's how I see it happens. It happens in a lot of states. Look at California, for instance, in the 50s and early 60s, run by Brown Sr., followed by the creator of this craziness, in my opinion, Ronald Reagan, and then go back to Jerry Brown, his son, in the 70s. And lots of states have this. Texas, wasn't it? Correct me if I'm wrong. Was a state run by, not at the state level, but Lyndon Johnson owned that state. And you had him and Sam Rayburn controlling things in the 50s when they were in the House and in the Senate. So it can happen. It's just crazy that it does. I just don't understand a lot people thinking either when you can have people as crazy different in the same state. I just don't know.
You know, there are tides in the affairs of people. There's no question about that. You know, Lyndon Johnson was not exactly a raving liberal in the 40s and 50s. He came around simply because the civil rights movement burgeoned under Kennedy, and he figured he had no choice. But you're right. He was out there. There was a, there were Democrats, but these were Southern Democrats. Now, the fact of the matter is, in 1964, when he signed the Civil Rights Act, he said, we've lost the South for a generation. Well, the Democratic Party lost the South for several generations, but it was the right thing to do. George H.W. Bush was a congressman from Houston, and he supported the Civil Rights Act. So there were people who did on both sides. But and obviously in this state, we've gone back. I mean, at one time we had Bill Proxmire, Gaylord Nelson, Pat Lucey, and we've certainly gone downhill. But here's the deal. Here's the deal. Ron Johnson is sort of off the field. Okay. I mean, this is not just a Republican. This is a guy who said he doesn't trust the CIA and the FBI, even though as the chair of the Subcommittee on Homeland Security in the Senate, they reported to him. He said he supported Trump and Trump supported Putin. Putin, at least Reagan was anti-commie. We need a country with no communism and no jihad. Okay, period, end of story. And these people are enabling. Time to stop enabling Putin. Time to stop enabling Putin. Get Ron Johnson out of there. Thanks a lot for calling in. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark?
Yeah, it's as Dick just brought up. I mean, it's some of these southern states that, you know, we the blue states, or whatever you call Wisconsin now, we're a blue state that pays mega tax. You know, we pay our taxes. I'm not going to say mega taxes, but then we don't want to take the money that all the southern states are perfectly happy to suck up. I mean, under these silly Republicans we have here. Texas is going to take whatever federal money they can get from the rest of the United States. I mean, that their independence be damned, you know, as far as like the energy and all this, because we're going to pay for their mistakes. I mean, we're going to pay for it. We're going to pay for the electrical grid mistakes that they made, you know, and bail out our, I shouldn't say, and assist our fellow citizens of this country with the crisis caused by their governance there. And we're going to have to, you know, we'll be assisting them with foolishness that Greg Abbott is pulling now with, you know, pulling out all the stops and opening everything up full bore and the resurgence of COVID in that state, and have to try to tamp it down because it'll, you know, as you said, it's the disease knows no borders. I mean, some of the stuff actually, climate change knows no borders, and that's just, and some of these Republicans seem to think, well, all this stuff just stops at the border. Well, it doesn't stop at the border. Food contamination doesn't stop at the border. Disease doesn't stop at the border. Climate change doesn't stop
right.
at the border.
Right, and Mark, that's why you need a national policy. That's why Biden has got to step up. You know, he's been reluctant to do it, but under the Commerce Clause, I think he can do it. So you're going to wear a mask, period, end of story. I don't care what your local people think. These are not normal local people. Look, the guy we had is Scott Walker. He was the village idiot. He'd go out there. He might as well have had a beanie with a propeller on it and a wooden bow tie, and everybody laughed at him. They laughed at him. They knew he was an idiot. Okay, can I have the $1 billion that came to your state for Medicaid? Oh, yes, you can. And somebody asked, can I have the $1 billion that would have gone to you for trains? Oh, yes, you can. He gave it away. And then you know what he did that really ticked me off? When Trump was first elected, he went out to visit Trump. And remember, in the primary after Iowa, Walker did so badly, he dropped out well before the primaries. And he said he did it because you had to stop Trump. He did it because he said somebody else has got to stop Trump. Then he sucked up to Trump, and he goes out right after Trump's elected. And Trump said, here, sit in my chair in the Oval Office. Oh, can I? Yes. And he sat, and there's a picture of him swiveling around in it like a kid, like a tourist. This is the governor of Wisconsin. Governor of Wisconsin badly hurt the state. Republican Party, Vandal Party, badly hurt the state. Policy mules, that's all they are, is policy mules for the Republican donor cartel. That's all they are. Badly hurt the state. Gerrymandered, so a minority of voters pick the legislature. Then they go in and strip Evers and Call of their powers, say, okay, you won the election, but we're now governor, and Boss is now governor and attorney general. Republican Supreme Court says fine. All right, how about waking up, everybody? Okay. This is a democracy. It's a democracy. Where is the strong statements from our statewide Democratic elected officials about this and candidates? Where is it? Where is it? Where is it? What's happening right now, of course, is that in Texas and Mississippi, not even Wisconsin, although Voss, remember, they brought an action to stop the mask requirement. They did it in St. Croix County in Hudson. Said, Judge, you stop it. And they looked at him. They said, well, why don't you stop it, Voss? You have the power to stop it. You're afraid to do it politically. You're going to dump the old maid on me, the Queen of Spades. You know how those card games work. No, you're not. You're going to do it yourself. Period. End of story. Threw him out. Now it's up in the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Evers very cleverly imposed a new mask mandate. Masks are a no-brainer. They're a no-brainer. You have kindergartners with masks. They know it. No-brainer. You don't want to spread this. And you don't want to spread it, even with the vaccine, because there are mutations. There are variants. And the variants are just looking for a herd to multiply on. And that herd is now in Texas and Mississippi. And if Voss has his way, it's going to be in Wisconsin. In Wisconsin, people go in, they think it's funny, they don't wear masks, they wear the mask around their chin. Some cases they shoot you if you ask for a mask. They've got to be told you're going to wear a mask. You're going to wear a mask, you're going to social distance, period, end of story. Period, end of story. You can't have local control over disease. Because if you have local control over disease, it travels. Going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
The gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.